You can open the Word of God to James chapter 5. James chapter 5 in the Word of God. In our last study on prayer, we saw the purpose of prayer is not to try and manipulate God, to try to get what we want from Him in any way. Prayer is not about moving God to do something that He otherwise could not or would not. It's not about convincing God of anything. But prayer is chiefly about communion with our Lord. And we saw that from the scriptures last month. All right, so if God is absolutely sovereign over all that happens and our prayer is not about manipulating Him, then does our prayer really make any difference? Well, for the answer to that question, let's look at what God says in James chapter 5. Let's begin reading in verse 13. He says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Now, step right there. James will go on to give an example of effective prayer and how it accomplishes much in the life of Elijah, who we know from the Bible. But he begins with these occasions for prayer. Do you need prayer? Are you suffering? Are you sick? Pray. If things are fine in your life and you're cheerful, well, you can pray by singing praises to God. But in either case, we should keep that communication line with God open. It really comes down to verse 16, though, and that's been translated a lot of different ways. If you just compare different popular English versions, you'll see this rendered differently. And we're not going to investigate all those possible translations right now. But this is all you need to know, that however you translate this second half of verse 16, all translations agree, James is stressing the power of prayer. He is stressing that prayer makes much of a difference. Prayer makes a difference. Prayer makes a mighty difference. And before we spend time in prayer this morning together with the Lord, I want us to see from the Word of God that yes, prayer does make a difference. And that's because God has sovereignly chosen to accomplish His will on this earth through your prayers. God has chosen to accomplish His will on earth through your prayers. In our brief devotional, I want to leave you with two principles from God's Word that prove God means to accomplish His will on earth through your prayers. First of all, the Bible reveals that God has performed much through prayer. And if you and I doubt for once the power of prayer, I think one of the great prescriptions we can take for that is simply to open our Bibles and survey what God says from beginning to end about how He's worked through the prayers of His people. What does the Bible show us about the power of prayer? Well, by prayer, God demonstrated His power on Moses' behalf, overthrowing Pharaoh through these various plagues He sent upon Egypt. God answers Moses' prayers in various places, Exodus 15, Exodus 17, Numbers 11. You can read about God delivering His people time and time again in the wilderness in response to Moses' prayers. The psalmist says in Psalm 99:6, "Moses and Aaron were among His priests, and Samuel was among those who called on His name. They called upon the name of the Lord, and He answered them." God answered the prayers of His people and preserved them in the wilderness. In Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12, we read a most incredible thing. "Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the sons of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, 'O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Ajalon.' And so the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies." By prayer, God caused the sun to stand still. Now, don't ask me how He did that, okay? Because I don't know. I don't know exactly what's operating here, but we do know this. We are told that something of the ordinary course of nature was extraordinarily altered. And it was altered suddenly, instantaneously, at a moment of cry to the Lord. The moment Joshua prayed, there was some form of a miracle here. It isn't Joshua's power, it's God's power. It's his power unleashed through prayer. Then, of course, there's others like Samson, the strongest man in the world. Samson, this powerful person. Well, what was Samson's real power? It came from God. And we see at different times in Samson, like in his life, Judges 15, we see God delivering him by prayer. And later on, we read where Samson is restored his incredible power in response to prayer. Remember in Judges 16, Samson is chained there in the temple of the Philistines, that he prays for God to return his strength one last time. And God does. He answers that prayer so that those that Samson slew in his death were more than all that he had slain in his lifetime. Prayer is powerful. In 1 Kings 17 and 18, the prophet Elijah prays. And we're told in James 5:17 that he prayed earnestly, Elijah did, that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Of course, there's that moment in Elijah's lifetime, his ministry to Israel, where he prays, and the Lord sends down fire from heaven. Amazing. The powerful prayer. And the list of wonders that God performed through prayer goes on and on in his word. The scriptures, if they teach us anything about prayer, is that God works through prayer. God performs wonders through prayer. And yes, you might think to yourself, well, sure, I agree with that, but I'm no Elijah. I'm no Moses. I'm not one of these men of God. I'm not a woman of God. I can't pray like that. Well, because of our tendency to idolize people and exalt those that God mightily uses, James just wants you to know this. He says in James 5:17 that Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours. He says he was just like you. The people of the Bible were no different than you. They were just like you. So why do we idolize them? We shouldn't. It's God. It's his power. And the point is that we may and must avail ourselves of this mighty power which God makes available to us in prayer. Now, over and over again throughout the Bible, we see God performing mighty wonders through the prayer of his people. And that really brings us to observe the second principle in Scripture about the power of prayer, and that is that the Bible reveals also that God has promised much through prayer. God has performed much, we see, through prayer, through the prayers of his people, but he also has promised to perform much through prayer. And if you doubt for once the power of prayer, you need to open the Bible and you need to examine what God has promised to those who by faith and according to his will cry out to him. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus promised, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. God has promised through prayer in the Scriptures everything you need. He's promised to provide for you everything you need. Not everything you want, but everything that he knows you need, he's promised to make available to you through prayer. Jesus in Matthew 7 will go on to explain that this isn't just a matter of this asking and receiving, this seeking and finding, the knocking and the door being open. That's just not a matter of you getting everything on your wish list, but it's a matter of God, our Heavenly Father, giving us what he knows is best for us. Matthew 7:9, he says, or what man is there among you who, when his son asks a loaf, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? You see, Jesus is saying, surely God will meet what he knows we need as we come to him in prayer, as we ask him. So he's telling his disciples, therefore ask. God has also promised through prayer to give us through prayer anything prayed according to his will. Very interesting. This is a major emphasis through the ministry of Jesus, we see. In John 14, verses 13 and 14, he says to his disciples, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And we might wonder, well, what does that mean? What does that look like to ask in Jesus' name? That's kind of important, right? Because Jesus is saying, this is the prayer that God answers. Well, Jesus explains in John 15:7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. abiding in Christ, abiding in His Word, His words abiding in us. This is a matter of obedience. This is a matter of us taking the very heart of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and living out His Word. And Jesus is saying, when you do that, when your heart is in tune, it's in harmony with the heart of God, He's saying, you're going to ask for things, you're going to pray for things, and you are praying the very things that God wants. And of course God's going to do it. And He's going to do it through your prayers. John 16, verse 23, Jesus said to His disciples again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in My name, He will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in My name. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be full." His disciples, Jesus' disciples, had been with Jesus. They'd spent all this time with Him, and they didn't need to ask for anything. Anything they needed, they didn't need to pray. Jesus was right there. He could do it for them, but Jesus was going away. And He says, you're going to need to pray. You're going to need to cry to Me. And I want you to, so that you will receive and that your joy may be full. God has promised through prayer even more than you could ever ask or think. You know, Paul told us in Ephesians 3:20 that God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. Well, I don't know about you, but I could think of a lot. I can ask a lot from God. I can imagine asking a lot from the Lord. I can think of a lot of things that I'd like to see God do. Well, God says, I can do more than that. I can one-up you. And He says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to Me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Whatever we ask according to Christ's will, whatever we ask that God knows we truly need, God has promised to grant us that through prayer. There's promises here. So does prayer make a difference? Yes, prayer really does make a difference because God has told us in His Word, He is sovereignly ordained, chosen to work through your prayers. He's done it in the past and He's promised to do it in the future, even in our present lives. And that doesn't just apply to you praying to God for your own needs. It has to do with you even interceding for the needs of others. There are many scriptures that we could look at that we just don't have time where we look at intercession. But, you know, it's interesting. The Word of God tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 that God's, it's His eyes, as they were, are roaming throughout the whole earth, seeking to show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him. God is looking for those who will simply trust Him and cry out to Him for greater works, greater things. Maybe we need God to expand our faith. Maybe we need the Lord to increase our faith and ask God to do mightier things in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the lives of our community, our nation, our world. Let's not short God. Open God's Word and see Him performing His will through the prayers of His people. See Him promising us more than we can imagine through prayer in His name, but do not doubt Him. Let's not doubt our God. Let's believe this morning.